My dear brothers and sisters, Holy Week is a love story. The story of God who reaches out to embrace us after sin, we had distanced ourselves from God. We know that in love stories, sometimes there is this up and down, sometimes there is a distance that emerges. And then it requires of one party to reach out and the other to repent, to have a turning of heart back to their loved one. That's what we find happening in Holy Week. Now, as a priest for almost 25 years, I've dealt with a lot of love stories. I have engaged couples in my office all the time. And I love to hear the stories about how they met, and especially about how the proposal went. And I've heard some real creative proposals, but one that stuck out in my mind was this couple was walking along through a park on a sunny day, and the guy just turned towards his girlfriend and said, "You know, I guess we might as well get married." And that was it. We might as well get married. Well, thankfully, his girlfriend knew him well enough to know that what he was trying to say is, "I love you completely. Will you spend the rest of your life with me?" But in guy speak, it came out as, "I guess we might as well get married." What does it sound like for us to embrace this story of Easter as a love story? And what can we learn from these three figures that we see in today's gospel? I think we can learn important aspects of love. The first thing we have to recognize is that every human heart craves, longs for desperately to be loved. That is a longing in every heart. The tragedy is when we don't recognize that God is the one who loves us perfectly, infinitely, unconditionally. You know, we read from St. John's Gospel, and he's a little bit coy. He never calls himself by name in his Gospel. He just always refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. And I thought to myself, boy, he's arrogant. You know, there are the other disciples, and then there's the one Jesus loved. Until I realized he wasn't puffing himself up and putting himself above the others. His whole identity rested in the fact that he is loved by God. That's an important starting point for all of us, to have our identity be not simply that we are a creature of God, but that we are loved by God. And what does love do to St. John? What do we see him doing here? He outruns St. Peter. Love is enthusiastic. Love has a certain urgency to it. It pushes us forward. And that's what we see St. John. He hears there's something going on at the tomb. He's off and running. And he's probably at least a decade younger than St. Peter. And there is Peter the fisherman huffing and puffing behind. But he can't keep up. John is there like a flash. But what does this now say to us about our love story? When we think about our relationship with God, is there some sort of urgency that pushes us towards the Lord? I don't need to be coerced to go to church. I don't need to be forced under obligation to say prayers every day. There's something within my heart that pushes me. Love seeks union. And just like John running to the tomb, you and I should have within us this desire to be close to the Lord. And that closeness we achieve here at Mass, where the risen Lord Jesus is present himself in the Eucharist, but anytime in the car on the way to work, at home, in a quiet moment, to simply say, I want to be close to you, Lord. That's what love says. No one has to force us to spend time with the one we love. What about Peter? Here he comes up second, but when he gets to the tomb, where John stopped outside the tomb, Peter dives in. And Peter can teach us in our love story, go deep. Go deep. When we fall in love with someone, whether that's a friendship love, whether that's a romantic love, or simply I fall in love with some subject that I've just heard about, all of a sudden I want to know everything about it. Everything about this person, everything about that subject, whatever it is, I can't get enough of it. I want more. So it is that last night at the great Easter vigil, we welcomed people into the church, and some of the Catholics that had attended the courses of preparation with them over the course of these past 9 months, the Catholics said, wow, I never knew so much about my faith until I was attending those classes with them. Love seeks to know more. And there's more to be known. We have a beautiful and rich faith. We have a God who has revealed himself to us in so many ways. Love wants to know it all. Love wants to leave no stone unturned. Love wants to explore every aspect. That's what our love for God should do. It should make us want to dive deep into this relationship and not just stay on the surface. And then there's Mary Magdalene. All right, enough about the guys. Mary Magdalene was there the whole time at the foot of the cross. Yes, John was there too, but he ran first, ran away from the Lord before he ran towards the tomb. John arrived as the first of the disciples come back to the Lord, but Mary Magdalene was always faithful. She was there with the Blessed Virgin Mary the whole time. And what do we see? She's the first one on the way to the tomb. And what is she doing? She's bringing precious ointments. For you see, in Jewish burial custom, the body is to be anointed in a particular way and wrapped in burial cloths. And because Jesus died on the eve of the Sabbath, they had to do everything quickly. That wasn't good enough for Mary Magdalene. She's coming back now, and she's ready to do it the right way. We're not going to cut any corners here. And this precious ointment, it was costly. It was a sacrifice to get these ointments and to bring them. So not just the sacrifice of her time, but a financial sacrifice that she made because love wants the best for the beloved. Love doesn't count the cost. And so here is Mary Magdalene going there. We've got to make sure that Jesus' body is prepared the right way and we're sparing no expense for it. Love seeks to give the best to the beloved. Love does not shy away from sacrifice in order to make a gift to the beloved. My dear brothers and sisters, we have much to rejoice in this victory of Christ's love over sin and death. Jesus invites us to share his risen life. Jesus invites us to open our hearts to his love. Let's respond in love, in eager love, a love that wants to dive in, a love that doesn't shy away from sacrifice.